headed down there.
Can you get Farmer now? It's 3 or 4 o'clock. He said he'd leave at 2:30.
Sure he's en route.
Where was he? Hotel?
No, he was in his office. He was planning to leave New York City at 2:30. Four Meridian.
Well, I guess he's already gone.
I think he is.
I'd place a call for him at his home anyway and tell him it's down in the car. You don't get it, but you can try to get it. I think you'd catch him back hadn't got him, but what you better do is just tell him to come on down to your office, come in that side door when the EO leaves. Get word out there, bring him to your office, and then you tell him what all we've done, let me come over and say a word, and I guess I'll tell him we found the car. I think so.
Unless there's any reason for it, from a Hoover's point of view, that it was a harm thing, I don't think it was.
Well, he didn't tell me to keep the confidential.
No, he didn't. I mean, that's why he didn't. Of course, if you know it, and they don't tell me, don't tell him.
I'd have to tell him.
Yeah, it'll be rough.
I don't think I'll tell about anything.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Yes, Nick?
Yes, Mr. President.
What did you find out about those fellas?
I haven't found out anything yet.
Are they still in Ron's office?
They went back over there, and I guess that's where they are. I asked Burke Marshall to try to follow, because I had a group in my office and couldn't talk. And so I asked Burke to try to do it and see if the press was over there, and I suspect they are, since they tailed out here after them. So I think under those circumstances, it would be better for Lee to see them in the White House, Mr. President.
Well, I'll just tell Lee to call on it. I understand they found the car burned up down there.
Did they? I hadn't heard that information.
I don't know what that means, if the car is burned up. They said they can't tell whether anybody's in it or not. Sounds like somebody put a lot of gasoline in it and tested the fire.
Yes.
But I don't believe 3 men would burn up in it. I believe they'd run out and might find some bodies around it. They'd be...
Well, they could have been killed first and left in there, then burned it.
What would be the point in doing that?
Destroy as much evidence as they could in the fire, Mr. President. Make it as difficult to trace as possible.
Now, what else can we do to forestall a reoccurrence of this?
That's what I've been trying.
What other things can we do besides ask FBI to be every damn place they can?
I think that's the major thing that we can do, Mr. President, and that. And the only other thing is to attempt to make the appeals that can be made quietly to the governor. I mean, I know Jim Eastland, I've talked at length with him on this, and he doesn't want violence down there, and swears Paul Johnson doesn't, and he's never misled me on anything. I don't know what else we can do, and you can work with the groups that we have, the decent citizens, try to get them aroused. You've been doing that, sir. And it's hard to... It's just hard to think of anything else, Mr. President. I've been sitting here, we've spent endless times over here trying to think of things that can be done. That's all we've come up with.
Okay, much obliged. Let me know if there's anything else.
Yes.